This VOA News via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made a new effort Wednesday to reach agreement on a long-stalled coronavirus relief package before Congress adjourns so lawmakers can campaign ahead of the November 3rd presidential election. The two discussed details of the aid plan that could send more money to American families and businesses, restore unemployment aid to millions of unemployed workers laid off because of the coronavirus pandemic, provide assistance to state and local governments, and offer liability protection to businesses. Sticking point in the discussions is the extent of the aid. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Wednesday for an immediate infusion of $15 billion to a global pool for the procurement and distribution of COVID-19 vaccines at a virtual summit hosted by the World Body. The ACT Accelerator, led by the World Health Organization, has received around $3 billion of the $38 billion needed to meet the goal of producing and delivering 2 billion vaccine doses, treatments, and so forth for diagnostic tests over the next year. Notable new pledges include an additional amount by the German Chancellor Angela Merkel, beyond what the 675 million euros Germany has already committed. Britain's Foreign Minister Dominic Raab said his country could add more. And Sweden's Prime Minister also, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, touted $332 million commitment made last week, half of which will go to low- or middle-income countries. Worldwide, there are approximately 1,013,000 COVID-19 deaths, with nearly 34 million confirmed infections. The United States, Brazil, and India continue to be the world's hotspots in both deaths and infections. This is VOA News.